Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us in a new episode of The House of Truth, Back to Reality. Well, I am Asma. I have the privilege to be your host. And here with me, I have Brother Hassanain from India and Sister Zainab from India as well. Well, I'm so happy to have you here both. Would you please introduce yourself very much briefly?
Assalamu alaikum. I am Zainab Askari from Indian Administrative Kashmir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum, sisters. And salamun alaikum, everyone listening to the IRIB English Radio. I am Hassanain from India.
So, welcome, both of you. And let's just start today's episode. Well, since we're getting close to Persian New Year, let's talk about New Year as in general format. Well, in different cultures, different societies have their own New Year's. And it happens to be Eastern, Western, wherever you go, there is a New Year for every single society and culture. Now, the thing is, what do you see in the concept of New Year?
New Year in general, different cultures see it differently, different people see it differently, different individuals see it differently. So I, as an individual...
Well, let me ask you this question. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when we talk about New Year?
Making resolutions.
Oh, yeah. Very true. And you?
End of the year.
So...
If it's like... it was 2022, like, you know, 3 months ago, and... January 2023 started, so just 2022 ended.
So that's it.
So just one year ends and the other year begins.
Yeah. So what people...
It happens. Does he feel that? So...
It is actually... That's the thing, right? Like, you know, New Year means the start of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
One year ends and the new
but
year
But nothing
starts.
Else comes to your mind like...
No, just... you asked me the first thing.
Yeah, the first
so
thing.
So that's the first thing, you know? Like 12, when the clock strikes 12,
yeah.
It's the start of a new year.
Yeah, I feel scared when we talk of New Year.
Why?
I don't know why. The first thing that comes to my mind is that I feel scared because I don't know what might happen in the next year.
Be optimistic.
Yeah.
You may be amazed. In my New Year resolutions, the first thing that I do is I update my failure resume. So now you might be thinking, in resume, you always... write the things that you have achieved.
Your accomplishments.
Yeah, my failure resume is this thing. It's a list of things where I have failed in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And on every year, I make sure that at least five things.
I would make more failures in the next year.
All right. I make more ladders to do success. Mm-hmm. I have an optimistic mind. So I update my failure resume, add more failures of that ending year, and then have this will, this thing in my mind that at least in these failures, I'm going to turn them into achievements in this year.
So that's very nice. And do you do these resolutions at New Year Eve?
Actually, it's a good thing, like, if you have resolutions and all. Like, I personally didn't have any resolutions yet. Not for a specific... I might have my own resolutions, but nothing like specific date, like, you know, New Year, I make my new resolutions. It's whenever I feel like, you know, I need a change
exactly,
in my life.
Yeah.
Whenever I need a change in my life, so I follow that.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about New Year, the first thing that also comes in my mind is, like, what New Year are we talking about?
You know, when we talk of New Year... Now, many people have different attitudes towards it. Some people make resolutions. Some people feel scared.
It's a matter of taste.
Yeah, exactly. It's a matter of taste. So what you do? Nothing. It's just an ordinary day and night like the other days, and it would just go away.
Yeah, for me, like, it was just normal. Like,
a matter of calendar.
A matter of calendar. You know, actually, New Year's also, I guess, like somewhat a psychological thing.
Exactly, yeah, it is.
You know, it's in reality, it might be the same day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just nothing. Like, it was just like 31st of December, now it's 1st of January.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. Like, nothing changed. Like, you know, like poverty didn't,
exactly, yeah,
didn't vanish from the world, or, you know, the conditions didn't get better. It might be the same thing. It's better if it happens.
It's not like in just a night or a day, a miracle happens to the entire world and everything is just utopia.
You feel like, you know, it's a new year, the time change. So for people, and as Sister also mentioned, mm-hmm, and, you know, it's a psychological thing. You know, people write resolutions and they, in fact, it's a good opportunity. I don't deny it. Being and, you know, making no difference doesn't mean, like, you know, it's nothing.
Like brother said, it matters which new year starts when. For example, as the January came in, and in this the way this calendar, like where your year starts from January and ends in December, here I make resolutions for the world.
Yeah.
For my achievements, failures and all. But if my new year is on, according to the solar calendar, according to the Iranian calendar, we have celebrations, we have gatherings, mm-hmm, we have cooking different foods.
Yeah.
And if it's in Muharram, we again have resolutions, but here the resolutions are spiritual ones.
Different, pretty much different. Now, this is just the introduction. Let's go for a short break and then we'll come to continue.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So we're talking about New Year's, and this is Back to Reality. Well, Brother Hassan and Sister Zainab are helping me with this discussion. And actually, we were talking about the fact that New Year has got different concept in different societies for different people. So it's a matter of taste. And the most important thing about it is that it is going to be a new start. In the Persian calendar, New Year, the name of the New Year, the expression we use is Nowruz. And that means literally the new day. So I guess the entire idea behind this New Year stuff is that we should start a new day and a new era for ourselves, which is going to go for a year, and then the cycle goes round and round and round. So what are your ideas, Brother Hassan, on this very fact that it is going to be a new start, a new leaf of a book for me to write a new diary?
Yeah, as I have mentioned earlier, you know, there might not be like literal changes. Just, you know, you just shift the date. You know, you just turn a page in your calendar. But this might be an opportunity for us.
Exactly.
Like, you know, people use this New Year so that they remember, like, what have they have done in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And where, in what fields they can improve themselves.
Yeah. You know, I would say it's much more of an excuse that make people think
exactly
what they have done up until now.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for people. You remember your achievements and where you were falling short, mm-hmm, that you can improve it.
The idea of New Year, we said that it is like a new book. They're giving it to you.
It's the beginning of a new dawn in your life. And since I have been from the time, it also depends on your experiences, the experiences, mm-hmm, you have been having each year. Your vision to New Year also changes. For example, now onwards, like since I read actually Surah Inshiqaq, wherein one of the things was, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was starting with the swearings and all, but one thing that he was focusing on, putting more emphasis, was that with every stage you're getting closer to a meeting, mm-hmm, with me. So this meeting could be either face to face, or you would be having your back towards me. So now in this world you have the opportunity to turn towards me, you turn towards me, you will be having a face to face meeting with me and receiving your book of deeds in the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And if in this world you turn back towards me, which is like disobeying his commands, and then you will receive your book in the left hand.
Yeah.
So it says tabakan and tabak, you are actually stage by stage, level by level, heading towards a meeting. So the concept is, now my concept of Nivya spiritually is that I'm heading towards a meeting and I make sure that this meeting is as good as possible. And the, mm-hmm, I should make sure that this meeting should be face-to-face one.
Thank you. as we look at every sign of nature that is given to us, ironically, in a way that we get more of meaning from it, we would understand that at the very beginning of autumn, all the leaves come down from the trees. So just like what we do throughout our life, a year, just imagine how many scenes I have done in this year. So all those are going to come down from my body and I forget about them. I would just eliminate them from my brain. And then when a spring comes, when the sun comes out from behind the clouds, when everything is shiny, when the leaves of the trees are going to go green, I, as a person, am going to go that way exactly, just like the way brother said it.
Yes, as you know, actually compared it, the spring with the blue being the darkness of life and then having hope, I was just writing I was writing a couple of lines some time ago. Was like, if you consider hair, in spring, basically, if your new year starts in the spring, like that of an Iran Nowruz. And then I was writing, I was comparing, like I was giving the name gardener to God here. So create the splendor of spring, O gardener, when the flowers blossom, nightingales sing, bring such welfare, O gardener.
Oh, gardener, yeah. So
that's nice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as I was focusing on the psychological effect, so, and as you have mentioned as well, that, you know, it's an excuse for us, for people to improve. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, it's an opportunity for people to improve. You know, if we look into human lives, we are always in search of a moment where we can change ourselves.
Yeah.
And we just give excuses, you know, like, you know, if we look at the basic examples. You want to go to the gym, you want to start working out, but you feel lazy to do that.
From Saturday,
From Saturday, from Sunday, from next month, like, you know, after the holidays, after the weekend.
From the New Year's.
Yeah, so if we look at this, New Year is a big image, right?
Yeah.
Like, compared to the Saturday and next month, next day, next week, New Year is a new image. So people, you know, get an opportunity to make the resolutions and, you know, look at their, you know, previous or past achievements, what they have done, and so that, you know, they can improve themselves. And as mentioned, we humans, we basically have to contemplate on our daily lives, like, you know, before we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So New Year gives us a chance to contemplate on the year we have gone through.
Exactly.
A good human I have been in this year.
So you mean just as every night we have the time to think about what we have done in a day, the New Year Eve is exactly the time for us to go for whatever we have done through the year.
Right.
And that is going to be a new start for us to go for everything we want to change in ourselves and improve ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I still would love to talk more about the New Year because we still have a lot more to say. But that's all the time that we have for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you with His never-slipping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So pleasing you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so. Now I know how it's like to have your precious love in my life. Now I know how it feels to finally be at peace inside. I wish that everybody knew how amazing it feels to love you. I wish that set me free and made me strong.